Graphics 626 button.
Okay, so now we're back in business, and I'm going to go back over to the email this time.
Alt tab, left bracket acoustic up.
And press Control R for reply.
Message, edit.
And now I can press insert ZZ to go into navigation quick key mode.
Quick keys on.
You're right, Rod, it was the Alt L that turned off the mic. So now I can press the letter H to move by heading.
Heading 1-1 mess blank.
There's a bunch of them, a couple of them at the top that just say one message or the number one or just the word message, and they're all headings.
Heading 1-1 message. Heading 1 message. Heading 2-1. Heading 2 another book review.
Now we got to one that actually means something. This is the, I guess, the subject in this particular message or part of the subject, another book review. So the navigation quick keys work well when you're composing a message. They just don't seem to be working at the present time, at least in messages that you're reading that are just read-only, which it should, but I'm not sure if that's a JAWS issue or if it's something else. I'll press Escape to get out of this message because I don't want to really send it.
Escape. Message.
And I'll press Escape again.
Escape. 5%. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren. Graphics 626 button.
If you do have navigation quick key mode on while you're composing a message and you're doing things, if you switch away and go to a different program, a different window, the navigation quick keys will be off the next time you come back into that message, so you'll have to turn it back on again. One of my favorite features, the next one we're going to talk about, is the instant search feature. You have some differences throughout these lessons here between what I'll call the newer version of Outlook Desktop versus the older version of the Outlook Desktop. I'm just using those versions for simplicity's sake. The older version is really not that old. It's just a couple of months behind this newer version, but I think it makes it clear which one I'm talking about. In both versions,
message.
If you're in a list view for the messages, like I'm in this Acoustic guitar,
Yahoo Groups dash Clark at Freedom Sign.
You can press Control E, Echo, to move to the search box.
Control E, Search Query Edit.
And let's say if I wanted to type in something that I'm looking for, how about I see some words in there that say New York, so I'll type in New York.
N-B-W space Y-O-R-K.
The filter in the later versions begins searching automatically as soon as you type. In the old version, which is what I'm using on the computer for this webinar, if I press the tab key, you have several different places you can go. There's a close search button.
Tab. Close search button.
First tab. Next time is going to be a current folder menu.
Tab. Menu. Current folder submenu.
The next one you're going to find, you may find a text box that says something about your search returned a large number of results. Narrow your search or click here to view all results. I don't have that on my computer at the moment, so it may happen from time to time, or it may not be happening anymore. If I press tab again, I'll go to the tree view of folders.
Tab, leaving menus, mail folders tree view, level 2, acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
Okay, and if I press tab again.
Tab, list box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5896 Tuesday 10 p.m. 29 kilobytes.
Okay, and that's back in the list box. Now if I press tab here.
Tab. From colon acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com.
Focus went to the reading pane, which I have open. And if I press tab again.
Tab. Link acoustic guitar group.
It's actually moving focus through the message in the reading pane, through the different clickable elements like tabs, links and things like that.
Tab, link acoustic guitar groove.
So the problem with this, the older version, is that you can get out of the message area and get lost by pressing tab. In the newer version of Outlook, installed from the Office 365 version, when you press F6, you do very much the same thing here. It goes to the search button first, then it goes to the current folder menu, then it goes to the, that's the same as it did here, then it goes to the all button. There's an all button in Office 2016 that's not here. Then we have a list of messages, and then back to the search edit box again. So it just goes, when you're pressing tab, it just goes in those few places and you don't get lost. And of course, shift tab just goes backwards. So I think you can see some of the things that they're doing in Outlook are making improvements to make it easier to navigate in the program. So you just press tab a few times and you only go between four or five areas in the new version. In the old version, you could press tab to go through six or seven areas and then get lost in some messages that might be open in the preview pane. So I think it's a good move. Everything that I've seen from their work on the accessibility, for the most part, has been very good. So the instant search feature works really well. Now, in the old version here, if I press insert page down, I can read the status line.
Items in view 3. Progress, all folders are up.
Said items in view 3. So I found that when I searched for the word words or the phrase New York, I found 3 items. In the newer version, I'm trying to see if I wrote it down in here. I don't think I wrote it down. In the newer version, it does a slightly different behavior again. You can search for a word or a phrase. Now, if I search for two words like I did here, two words, New York, then it would find any messages that have both words, the word new and the word York.
List box.
I'm just scrolling through and looking at some of them to see if I can see it, because it highlights it visually somewhere in there. Now I found one with the word new there, highlighted. Another one with the word new. Several others with the word new. It's a long message. Almost done. And then I found another word in there that has York as part of New York City. So we found several words by themselves, the words new and the words York that are in this message, or the words, they're not necessarily next to each other is what I'm trying to say, but it will search for both of them. Now, if you wanted to search for some that are next to each other, contiguous,
search query edit,
in the
New
search
York,
edit box,
home.
If at the beginning of the phrase or the word you're looking for, if you press a quote, and now I have,
if there are problems with how this message is
New York. Now there's a word here in this message that says New York, Routledge,
Routledge.
And if I look at that and I do that search, it only finds just that one message. So it was looking for that specific phrase. If I do
selected space,
some different searches, it just depends on what you're searching for, but I find this to be a very, very useful feature, and I use it all day long. Let's go ahead and talk about categories. I'm going to press escape to get out of the search box.
Escape.
A couple of times.
Escape. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogrups.com. Left bracket acoustic underline guitar. Right bracket digest number 5896 Tuesday.
And focuses back in the list view. I want to make a note here that the categories option is only available for POP, POP, and Exchange accounts. Exchange accounts are like the one I have here on this computer, which is my Office account, where everybody at VFO is on that Exchange server. On my other computer, which is just the home version, but it's the Outlook 365 downloaded version, I don't have the ability to do categories. But I can do flags there. So it's just a matter of which version of Outlook you're running as to whether you have the ability to do categories. So if you don't find categories in the context menu when we go into this part, which I'm fixing to do right now, that would be why you're probably using a standalone version and not a POP version or an Exchange version. You might be using an IMAP version, for example. Don't ask me what all those mean. It has something to do with mail. That's all that I care about. All right, so I'm going to press the application key or right-click on this. Actually, I'll go down one.
Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogrups.com. Left bracket acoustic.
While I was practicing, I had marked a couple of these with the blue category, so I'm just going to let you hear what Jaws says when you move to a message that's marked with a category. It comes at the very end of the string of text.
acoustic_guitar@yahoogrups.com acoustic_guitar_digest 5894 wet 8/23/23 kilobytes blue category. If there are problems with how this method.
So at the end there it said blue category, and then it started to read something in the message that was, if there are problems, you know, view it in a web browser. So it does read the category. If I go back up to the one above that that does not have a category.
acoustic_guitar@yahoogrups.com acoustic.
And we press the, you right-click on it, or you press the application key, or, as I said, on my computer, I have to do Shift-F10.
Shift-F10. Menu group menu. Quick print.
As you move down this list, you'll find Categorize submenu.
Reply. Reply all. Forward. Mark as unread. Categorize submenu.
There it is. Now press right arrow to open that.
Leaving menus. Menu. Clear all categories unavailable.
The first choice, clear all categories, is not available on this message because there are no categories assigned to that particular message. As I down arrow, though, I'll hear the categories that I have.
Leaving menus, list box, blue category button.
So when you've never, if you've never done this before, you'll find that there are six basic categories: blue, green, orange, purple, red, and yellow. And we're going to look at, and I'll show you how to change colors to different things and also how to create your own categories that might mean more than just a color. But if you down arrow, if I down arrow here in my context menu, you'll hear some of the ones that I've created in previous lessons that I've done and just practicing. So I'll press down arrow.
Greece.
So I had a category called Greece, like the country.
Green category.
And then there's green.
Orange category. Purple category. Red category. Web page testing.
So I had created a category for marking messages that were related to web page testing.
Yellow category.
And there's the yellow one. At the bottom of this list or this menu is one called All Categories.
Menu. All Categories dot dot dot.
And again.
Set quick click dot dot dot.
And a set quick link.
If there are problems with how the
quiet Jaws. The clear all categories. Messages can actually have multiple categories. So instead of just having a blue category, it could have, in my case, a blue category and also be included in the category for Greece. Or it could have been a blue category and the also categorized in the web page testing category. So it can actually have more than one category. And you can search by categories, of course, and you can work with them that way. The all categories. The clear all categories would clear all the categories from that particular message. It's not going to clear them from all of your messages and all of your Outlook. It's just the one that you've got focus on. Then there's set quick click. The set quick click, if you say that three times fast, is something that allows a person who's using a mouse to pick a category that can be assigned whenever they right click in the category column of the message list view. So basically they can say, okay, I'm working on the blue category today. I'm going to assign that to my quick click. And as I'm moving up and down the list view, I can just right click on that message. It's going to change it to the, it's going to add it to the blue category. So we can do that with the keyboard, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So once you've picked a category, let's go back. I'll press down arrow to go through these again.
Clear all categories on. Leaving menus, Greece, green category.
So I picked green category for this message that's not marked right now, and I'll press enter.
Enter. Menu.
And that just put the blue the green category there. So I have one message in this list marked with green category and two marked with blue right now. What if you want to, you know, rename a category or create your own? I'm going to press the application key. You can do this on any message in a folder. It doesn't matter where you are right now. So if I do Shift F10 or right click.
Shift F10. Menu group menu.
Go down to the categorize submenu, which is the letter T, as in Tango. If you want to move to it quickly, it's the access key T.
T. Clear all categories.
Now I'm going to press up arrow to go to all categories, because it's down at the bottom of the context menu.
Set quick click dot dot dot.
Just above that.
All categories dot dot dot.
And because we hear the dot dot dot, that means it's going to open up a dialog box. So I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Color categories dialog. List view. Blue category not checked. 1 of 8.
Okay, so here I have 1 of 8. Now, you probably only have 1 of 6 or so if you haven't done this before. That's because I've added two other categories, one called Grease and one called Web Page Testing. So let's press the Tab key and explore what's here. I'll press the Tab key.
Tab. New dot 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 button.
There's the new button where we'll create a new category in a minute. We'll come back to that.
Tab. Rename button.
So here I could rename whichever one is highlighted in the list, which we haven't gotten to yet in this dialog box, but we will in a minute.
Tab. Delete button.
Could delete the category that's highlighted in the list.
Tab. Category color.
We can change the color.
Tab. Shortcut key colon combo box. Left paren none right paren.
And now this, the shortcut key is the way that we can add the equivalent of a quick click, where a mouse user would right click on that message in the list box and assign it a category just real quickly. If you press enter here.
Enter. Acoustic guitar yop.
You don't want to press enter. That closed it because the default button was the OK button. So let's go back if you did that with me. Shift F10 or context menu application key.
Shift F10. Menu.
T for categorize.
T. Clear all categories.
And then I could up arrow twice to all categories, or I could just press the letter A for the access key.
A. Leaving menus. Color categories dialog. List view.
Okay, I'm going to tab until I find that shortcut key again.
Tab. New dot 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 button. Tab. Rename button. Tab. Delete button. Tab. Category color.
Okay, this time I'm going to press Alt down arrow.
Alt down arrow.
Okay, that didn't work either. Okay, let's press space bar.
Space.
No?
Tab. Shortcut key.
Now, I was in here practicing earlier.
Shift tab.
I'm going to try pressing enter. I think it's going to activate the OK button. Let me try something different.
Tab. Shortcut key colon combo.
Oh, I was not looking for color. I was looking for the shortcut key. My fault. All right, I'll press Alt down arrow here.
Open list box. List box.
And I'll down arrow.
Control plus F2. Control plus F2.
There's Control F2.
Control plus F3. Control plus F3.
And it goes all the way to Control F12. So Control F2 all the way up through Control F12 could be a keystroke that you could use to assign different categories. Or you could use to do basically the same thing as the quick click. So I'm just going to press Escape to get out of that. Actually, I'm going to go back up until I hear none.
Control plus F2. Left paren, none right paren.
Okay, so I hear none, and I'll press Tab.
Tab. OK button.
Then we have the OK.
Tab. Cancel button.
Cancel.
Tab. List view. Blue category not checked. 1 of 8.
All right, so now I have the different categories here highlighted, or the categories that are available. And when I said highlighted earlier, I kind of misspoke, because the changes that you're going to make on renaming or deleting or changing things is going to apply to the ones that are checked. So if I down arrow.
Grease not checked. Green category checked.
Let me check that. Let me just make sure I'm telling you the right thing. So green category is checked. That was not right. My mistake. The green category is checked right now because this particular message in the list view has the green category assigned. So that's why that checkbox is out to the side. If I wanted to, I could move to the orange category.
Orange category not checked.
And press spacebar to check that.
Space. Checked.
And what that does is that would add both categories to that particular message now. I think it's not going to do it until I press enter, so I'll try that.
Enter. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash Outlook. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5895 Thursday 8/24 131 kilobytes green category 1 of 10.
Now it only spoke the last one, so that's probably an issue that it's kind of hard to tell if it's an issue of JAWS where you don't hear both categories spoken there, or if it's an issue where Microsoft is still working to get that and make it more accessible. If I wanted to actually view it and see both of them. In this case, the workaround would be to go to the categories list again. So I'm just going to press the application key, Shift F10.
Shift F10.
Going to choose T for categorize submenu.
T, clear all categories.
Going to go back to A for all categories.
A, leaving menus, color categories dialog, list view, blue category not checked, 1 of 8.
Okay, so I'm going to down arrow to the one where I had green and orange checked.
Grease not checked. Green category checked. Orange category checked.
And I'll press spacebar to uncheck orange.
Space, not checked.
And now I'm going to press up arrow to go back to the one for grease.
Green category checked. Grease not checked.
The buttons over on the right-hand side of this dialog box for new, rename, and delete all have access keys. So I could tab or click on the delete button, or I can also press Alt and the letter D for delete.
Alt D, Microsoft Outlook dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the category quote grease quote? Deleting this category removes it from your category list but does not affect your previously categorized items. Yes button.
So it's going to delete it from the category list, but it doesn't delete it from the previously categorized items. That's important to know. So what you would have to do if you wanted to get rid of that category altogether in your folder list view is do a search for the categories, and we'll do that in a minute. I'll show you how to do it. So for now, I'm just going to say yes.
Enter. Color categories dialog. List view. Green category checked.
If I go back to the top, I have blue.
Blue category not checked.
Green.
Green category checked.
Orange.
Orange category not checked.
Etc. And then I still have the web page testing as one of the new ones that I had marked. So let's go ahead and press tab until you find the new button.
Tab. New dot 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 button. Tab. Rename button.
Oops, I went past it. Shift tab.
Shift tab. New dot 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 button.
And I'll press spacebar there.
Space. Add new category. Name colon. Name colon edit.
All right, so I'm just going to call this Outlook class.
O-U-T-L-O-O-K space C-L-A-S-S. Name colon edit Outlook class.
So that's the name of the category, Outlook class, and I'll press the tab key.
Tab. Category color.
Category color, and here I'll press Alt down arrow to open that.
Alt down arrow.
I get mixed up. If you feel like you get mixed up, don't worry, because even the instructor gets mixed up sometimes. So I'll press spacebar.
Space.
And that didn't work. I'll press enter. I hope that doesn't close it.
Enter. Color categories dialog. List view.
So we have an issue there. Let me go back and see. Outlook class. I wasn't able to pick the color. I'm going to tab until I find it. Closed it. Created the category, and it said Outlook class, and it says it's checked.
Outlook class checked 8 of 8.
And so what that means is that message that was highlighted where I had it set to the green category initially, and then I had changed it to the orange, or I had added the orange category, then I deleted the orange category so it was only green, and then when I created this new category, it's checked by default.
Outlook class checked 8 of 8.
So if I were to press enter here to close this, that message in that list would be categorized with two different categories. I don't want it to be categorized for the Outlook class, so I'm just going to press spacebar to uncheck that.
Space, not checked.
Now, focus is on the Outlook class category. I'm going to tab back until I get to the color button.
Tab, new dot dot tab, rename button tab, delete button tab, category color.
I'm going to try a couple of things here again. Spacebar.
Space.
Didn't work. Alt down arrow.
Alt down arrow.
Didn't work. If you press enter, the default button is the OK button, so you're going to end up closing the dialog. So in the newer version of Outlook 2016 downloaded from the subscription, this is working because I was testing it earlier on my other computer, and I just assumed that it was working here as well. So we're not able to get into this color picker list box. I'm going to try one other keystroke that's kind of an unusual keystroke. I'll try Control Enter. It'll probably activate the OK button and close it, but let me try it.
Control Enter.
Yep.
Acoustic Guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at.
Okay, so it closed it. So that's an issue right now for Outlook 2016 from the desktop standalone quote older version. In the newer version, it's working great. So if you're thinking about getting the subscription version of Outlook, I think it's a good idea if you don't already have it. And then you might want to uninstall the other Outlook if you had it, the other Office suite first, and then reinstall the newer one. You might also check with Microsoft and see if you can just do the install right over. I don't know if you can or not. I don't recall. I think I did an uninstall first and then reinstall with the new version. But there is a number you can call for Microsoft help if you need to, for the Microsoft Disability Desk, and they can help you walk through these things. All right, so We added a new category. I wasn't really able to change the color here on this computer in this version here of Outlook. Let me go back and try that again. I might have been just pressing the wrong key. I'm going to go back to the application, Shift F10, right click.
Windows F10.
Oops,
upper
not
ribbon.
Windows.
Escape. Leaving.
Try that again. Shift F10.
Shift F10. Menu group. Menu group menu. Quick print.
T for categorize.
T. Leaving menus. Menu.
A clear for all.
Category. A. Leaving menus. Color category.
I'm going to go down to the one that says Outlook class.
Green category. Orange category. Not Outlook class not checked.
Because that's the one I'm trying to change. And I'll tab to the color button.
Tab. New dot dot tab. Rename button. Tab. Delete button.
Okay, one more.
Tab. Category color.
Now let's just try down arrow.
Context menu, none.
Ah, that's the key. Okay. I was trying alt down arrow, and it's just down arrow by itself. And that is in the notes. I just saw it, and I said, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm just pressing the wrong key. So it's an unusual key for what you would think. So if I press right arrow here.
None.
Okay, it's on none, so I'll down arrow into the grid.
Red.
Then I hear red. There's 1, 2, 3. There are 5 columns and 5 rows. Red is the first one, I think, on the left. I'll press right arrow.
Orange.
There's orange.
Peach.
Peach.
Yellow. Green.
And green is at the far right. Let's see if it wraps or goes anywhere else if I press right arrow.
Teal.
It says teal, so it's gone to the second row.
Olive. Blue.
Now I'm in the third column in the second row. And you can just down arrow and up arrow through this grid until you find what you want.
Gray. Dark steel. Dark orange. Dark peach, dark yellow, dark green, dark maroon, dark purple, dark blue, dark olive.
How about I choose dark olive? Let me check my notes and make sure I'm doing the right thing here. I'm just going to go ahead and press the tab key at this point.
Tab, none.
Nope, that doesn't do it.
Tab, red.
Okay, let me go back and find
teal.
The category.
Steel, dark red, dark teal, dark olive.
Okay, I'll press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, category color.
There it is. So when you press enter, that category color box, picker box closes, focuses still in that color box, and I'll press the tab key.
Tab, shortcut key colon combo box. Left paren, none right paren, 1 of 12.
And I'll press tab one more time to find the OK button.
Tab, OK button.
And then press enter.
Enter, acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash out.
Okay, so now I have this category, this particular message that I'm on is only marked with the green category. So what if you want to view your different categories or search by different categories? So if you're in an email folder, which I'm in the folder list view right here for the acoustic guitar group. If you press the application key.
Shift F10. Menu group menu. Quick print.
And down arrow through this, you'll find something that says find related.
Reply. Reply all. Forward. Mark as unread. Categorize submenu. Follow up submenu. Find related submenu.
And I'll press right arrow to open that.
Messages in this conversation.
So I could look for conversation messages.
Messages from sender.
From a certain sender, this sender.
Leaving menus. List box. Messages with green category button.
Or messages with the green category. Now if I press enter on that.
Enter. Table acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash outlook. Edit. Category colon equals quote green category quote. Category colon equals and quote semicolon green category and quote semicolon. Category colon equals and quote semicolon.
I'm not sure why it was reading it 3 times there. On the status bar, I can press insert page down to read that.
Items in view 1.
So there's only one item in the green category in view. So I'm going to press escape.
Escape. Mail folders tree view, level 0.
That gets out of that filter, and I'm back in the normal filter. If I'm on a message that's not marked with a category, if I go up to the one above this on my computer, it's not marked with a category.
Acoustic underline guitar.
And press the application key.
Shift F10. Menu group menu.
Quick when I print. Choose find related, you won't see categories.
Reply. Mark cat. Follow up submenu. Find related submenu. Find
so
related submenu.
Press down arrow to find the find related submenu, and I'll open that.
Leaving menus. Menu. Messages in this conversation.
So you still have the options for messages in the conversation.
Messages from sender.
Or messages from sender.
Messages in this conversation.
But since this particular message wasn't already marked with a category, the option to search for that category, which doesn't exist here, is not there. So I'll press escape.
Escape, escape, escape.
A few times to get out of that. Now I'm going to move back down to the one that has the blue category, 2 down from where I'm at right now.
Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogrops.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5895 Thursday 8/24 132 kilobytes green category. If there are problems with...
Okay, that's the green one.
Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogrops.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5894 wet 8/23 23 kilobytes blue category.
Okay, so that's the blue category. I'll do the application key again.
Shift F10. Menu group menu. Quick print.
And instead of pressing down arrow to move through the context menu, I'm just going to press F, Foxtrot, for find related.
F, leaving menus. Menu, messages in this conversation.
Okay, and I'm just going to up arrow until I find messages with the blue category.
Leaving menus. List box. Messages with blue category button.
And I'll press enter.
Enter. Table acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups dash Clark at Freedom Science.
Okay, I stopped it from reading, and I'll just do an insert page down to read the status line.
Items in view 2. Progress all full.
And it says items in view. There were 2 of them, so I found both of those.
Escape. Mail folders tree view. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups. If there are
problems. And you can just press escape to get out of that filter. If you think of it as a filter, pressing escape will get right out of it. If you delete an item while it's in the search for these categories, it's going to actually delete it in the folder where it's located. So
if there are problems with...
If I go to a different... Let's see. I'm going to press down arrow to go to one that's not marked.
Acoustic underline guitar.
With a category. And I'm just going to press the application key again.
Shift F10. Menu group menu. Quick print.
If I go down... If you wanted to look for all categories, I think... Let's see.
Clear all categories on... All categories dot dot dot.
This is going to go back into that all categories group.
Set quick click dot dot dot. All can enter. Leaving menus. Color category.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted. So I'm going to escape out of that.
Escape. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash outlook. List box. Acoustic underline guitar.
Let's try something
Shift
again
F10.
One time real
menu
quick.
Menu group menu. Quick print. Find related submenu.
Looking in the find related.
Messages in this conversation.
Okay, so it's not going to be there.
Escape. Control E, search query edit.
Ah. Now that I've typed some things in there, or I've gone through and I've looked at some of these categories, when I pressed Control E to go to the search field, I can down arrow in that search field.
Blank. Search query edit.
And JAWS is not reading that for me, but I do see in there visually that it says category equals blue category is one of the search options, and category is green. Which is another search option.
Escape.
So I'm just going to press escape to get out of that.
Escape. List box. Acoustic underline guitar.
It's a nice feature if you've never used it. If you're doing different projects to assign your different projects to different categories. And then it's a lot easier to find those messages.
Control Y. Go to folder dialog. Preview.
So I press the Control Y. The go to folder dialog box opens. So I'm going to go to the bottom of this tree view list.
And public folders dash Clark at freedomscientific.com. Closed.
And there's a public folders. You may not have the same thing on yours. What I'm doing is I'm going to press up arrow until I find search folders.
Clark at fsservices.onmicrosoft.com. Level 1. Search folders. Closed. 51 of 51.
I hear it's closed, so I'll press right arrow to open it.
Search folders. Open.
Now, when I down arrow here,
Level 2. Categorized mail, 1 of 8.
I find that there's categorized mail is 1 of 8 different things I can look for. And these are some of the things that I've done some searches for in the past. So I'm just going to press enter to search for categorized mail.
Enter. Preview. Level 0. Categorized mail. Categorized mail dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash outlook.
Okay, I stopped it from reading. Let's do an insert page down to see what's on the status bar.
Items in view 3. Progress, all folders are up to date.
Okay, I found items in view 3. So that way of searching, going through the folders list view, control Y to move to a folder and look for the search folders there. When you choose all categories there, it's going to find all of them no matter what group or no matter what folder you're in when you perform the filter search. So that finds all of your categories, which is kind of nice too. I'm going to press escape.
Escape. Escape.
Okay, that didn't do it. So what I'm going to do is I'll just press Control Y and I'll go back up to the, so the escape doesn't clear the filter in this case. So I'll do a Control Y.
Control Y. Go to folder dialog. Preview. Categorized mail.
I'm going to change it from categorized mail. I'm just going to go up. I can just press A until I find acoustic guitar.
A. Level 1. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
And I'll press Enter to move there.
Enter. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups dash Clark at.
And that clears the filter out of the way and I'm back to normal. So let's talk about flags. That'll be, I think, the last thing we're going to talk about today for the most part. Looking at my notes. Yep. Flags and then tasks. Those two things we're going to talk about before the end of the lesson today. To flag a message, basically, if you flag it for yourself, it creates a to-do item that's going to remind you to do the follow-up. You can also add a reminder, you know, like a timed reminder to do that. The to-do doesn't necessarily have to have a reminder, but you can add that if you want to. You can also mark the to-do as complete once you're done. You can flag a message for a recipient. So if you're sending a message to someone, you can actually flag that message for them. And you can also assign a reminder to your message to them to follow up on that flag. Kind of a nice feature if you're working with other people. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and set up a follow-up flag for an outgoing message. I'm going to press Control N as in new.
Control N. If there are problems with how this message is displayed.
And I just pressed Control to stop speech. I'm going to go to the Message tab of the ribbon. By pressing Alt-H.
Alt-H, upper ribbon, message tab.
And then on the ribbon, way over on the right-hand side, there's a tags group, T-A-G-S. And inside that tags group is a follow-up button. The key tip is W, so I'm just going to press W.
W, lower ribbon, tags group box, menu group, 2 of 4, menu, leaving menus, today.
And you can choose one. If you want to have it set for today, you could.
Tomorrow. This week. Next week. No date. Custom dot 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 control plus shift plus G.
Now there's custom. We'll come back to that in a second.
Add reminder dot dot dot.
And there's an add reminder, but let's go back up to custom.
Custom dot 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 control plus shift plus G.
And I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Upper ribbon. To dot 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 edit. Leaving menu bar, custom dialog, flagging a message for yourself creates a to-do item that reminds you to follow up. After you follow up on the message, you can mark the to-do item complete. Flagging a message for the recipient sends a flag and a reminder with your message.
Okay, so the default checkbox here,
flag for me checkbox checked,
is flag for me. Maybe I want to flag it for myself and for my recipient. So I want to flag it for myself to follow up at a certain time to see if the other person has done their follow-up. Or to remind them to do a follow-up, let's say. Because if I, let's see, I'll press tab.
Tab. Flag to edit combo follow-up.
So here's your flag to what you want them to do. Follow-up is the first thing. If I press alt down arrow.
Open list box. For your information.
For your information.
Forward. No response necessary. Read. Reply.
So there are a few choices
reply
there.
Reply to all. Review.
Okay, I'll press...
Reply to all. Reply. Read. No response. Forward. For your info. Follow up.
How about I choose for me? I'll just choose follow up and I'll press tab.
Tab. Start date edit Thursday, August 31st, 2007.
Start date.
Tab. Due date edit Thursday.
And a due date. So you can change the start date and the due date to accommodate what you're trying to do.
Tab. Reminder checkbox not checked.
So the reminder for myself is not checked. If I did check that, to the right of that, there are some controls that are not available yet until you check the checkbox. And those controls include the date for one in a combo box there, and then the time in another combo box. I'll tab again.
Tab. Flag for recipients checkbox not checked.
This is the one you want to flag or check if you want the recipient to have a flag.
Space. Checked.
And then when you tab, you get similar options.
Tab. Flag to edit combo follow up.
So I could choose one of the things here that we looked at in the same list for flagging it for myself. I'll just leave it on follow up for now, and I'll press tab.
Tab. Reminder checkbox not checked.
And let's just say I want to give my email recipient a nice little reminder.
Space. Checked.
And then I check that.
Tab. Reminder date edit. Thursday, August 31st, 2017.
So let's just say I want to set, I'll just type in a date here. It should take that. I'm just going to type in 9/3.
9/3. Enter. After this message is sent, it will be flagged for you with the following information : follow up. Start by Thursday, August 31st, 2017. Due by Thursday, August 31st, 2017. Recipients receive : follow up by Sunday, September 3rd, 2017, 6 p.m.
So when I pressed enter, it actually activated the OK button and closed it and set those flags accordingly, and we heard it spoken by JAWS. So I'm going to press escape to get out of this.
Escape. Microsoft Outlook dialog. Want to save your changes?
I'll say no.
N. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups - Clark at freedomscientific.com - Outlook. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5893/3/2017/28 kilobytes. Three of
silence JAWS. All right, so I'm on a message here that's in the list view for the acoustic guitar group.
Acoustic underline guitar.
If I want to flag a message for one of the ones that I've actually received, you can use the application key.
Shift F10. Menu group menu. Quick print.
And if you down arrow through the application, through the context menu, you'll find follow up. That's the flag.
Reply. Reply all. Forward. Mark as unread. Categorize submenu. Follow up submenu.
There it is right there. Follow up. It's a submenu, so I'll right arrow to open it.
Today.
And then I could choose to mark it to follow up today, tomorrow, etc. Go to the add reminder if I needed to. Or I could just choose custom and do it all in one place. So quick and easy way to do things. I'm just going to press escape to get out of this a couple of times.
Escape.
Let's look at one other thing real quick on the custom flag, though. I'm going to do the Shift-F10.
Shift-F10. Menu group menu.
Or context menu, application key, or right click. And I'll choose the letter U, unicorn, for follow up submenu.
U, leaving menus. Menu group, menu, today.
If you down arrow here, you'll also find a custom item for flags.
Tomorrow. This week. Next week. No date. Custom dot dot dot.
And here you have the ability to do some other things. I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Custom dialog. Flagging creates a to-do item that reminds you to follow up. After you follow up, you can mark the to-do item complete. Flagging creates a to-do item that...
It's going to read that again, so I just stopped it. And focuses in the flag to follow up.
Flag to edit combo follow up.
Okay. If I tab again.
Tab. Start date edit Thursday, August 31st, 2017.
There's the start date. Now, if I were typing in here, if I just type 9/12, for example, and tab.
Tab.
And then shift tab to go back.
Shift tab. Start date edit Tuesday, September 12th, 2017.
So it assumes the current year and fills it in for you nicely.
Tab. Due date edit Tuesday, September 12th.
So there's a due date.
Tab. Reminder checkbox not...
And a reminder checkbox where you could, if you check that, choose the date and time.
Tab. Reminder sound button.
Change your sound.
Tab. Clear flag button.
And a clear flag button.
Tab. OK button.
OK and then cancel.
Tab. Cancel button.
And I'll just press spacebar and cancel.
Space. Acoustic guitar Yahoo Groups dash Clark at freedomscientific.com dash outlook. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5893/3/2000s.
And you can mark a flag as being completed, or you can actually remove a flag if you want to. Basically, it's pretty much the same process. First, you have to find an email that's got a flag on it to begin with. And then in the list view, when you find that flag, if you press the application key, get that context menu, and then choose the follow-up submenu again. In that submenu, you'll find either mark complete or clear flag. So one of the two will be in that menu. All right, so let's talk about tasks real quick, and that should take us through the end of the lesson for today. This is one of those situations, again, where there's a little bit of a difference in the older version versus the newer version of the desktop Outlook 365/2016. In the older version, the tasks are like appointments. Well, in both versions, tasks are like appointments and reminders to begin with. In the older version, pressing F6 in Outlook moves to different parts of the screen, depending on what view is current at the time. So if I'm in the list view here for emails, if I press F6.
F6, from colon acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com. Subject left bracket acoustic underline guitar right bracket digest number 5893.
Now that one actually went right over to that preview pane as we talked about before. If I press F6 again.
F6, search query edit.
The search edit.
F6, status bar toolbar, normal button checked.
Now that's on the bottom of the screen.
F6, search query edit, upper ribbon, search tab.
Upper ribbon, now that's on the top of the screen, or the top of the page.
F6, leaving menu bar, navigation bar mail button.
The navigation bar, and it said mail button, is in the left-hand column. There's a far left column where the tree view of your folders are. And down below that, at the very bottom, like on the bottom line of that, is a bar that goes horizontally that has your an icon for mail, and that's what's highlighted here.
Mail button.
Mail button. If I press right arrow, I'll find calendar.
Calendar button.
And that's another way that I could just choose to switch to the calendar or switch to the mail view.
Mail button.
If I were, you know, doing it that way. It's a long way around to get to it. There's keystrokes to do it faster, but that's what that is. If I press F6 again.
F6. Mail folders tree view. Level 2. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
Focuses in the tree view.
F6. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left.
And now focuses back in the list view. Now, in the newer version, when you press F6, focus moves to from the email list view. It moves to the preview pane if it's open. Then it goes to the status bar. Then it goes to the upper ribbon. And this is where it kind of diverges a little bit. In the older version, let's see, we went from the preview pane to the search edit box. In the newer version, you go from the preview pane, if it's open, to the status bar. Then it goes to upper ribbon, navigation bar, the tree view, and then back to the list view. So in the newer Outlook, it skips over the search edit box when you're pressing F6 to move through these items. So like I said, again, you're going to see some differences between the different versions, and just be aware of it. To do things with tasks, there are a couple of different things that you can do. You could show or hide the to-do bar. In Outlook 2016, there's a keystroke for it. To go to the view menu, you press Alt and the letter V to go to the view menu. And then you could choose the to-do bar, T-O-D-O, to-do bar, with the letter B, Bravo. And you could press Enter to check one or more of those items like calendar. You'll get several choices: calendar, people, tasks, or off. So you can view tasks in that way. Another quick way to do it is just to press Control F4 to switch to the to-do. So if I press Control and the number 4 across the top, that actually moves the focus from the mail view, the main view, to the tasks, and if I press down arrow here,
group by colon expanded colon flag colon due date colon today expanded.
So I have one that says group by today, and there's really nothing here.
Red flag freedom scientific contact us left bracket JAWS dash certificate dash individual.
Actually, there was one there, sorry. There was one flag for a follow-up for someone for their JAWS certificate. Now, if I want to switch back, now, again, I could do some different things here. I could press Alt-C to accept the task request if I receive one. I can press Alt-D, Delta, to decline a task request. When I'm in tasks, I can create a new task by pressing Control and the letter N, November.
Control N, Untitled-Task, Subject Edit.
And that creates an untitled task, very similar to a reminder dialog. So I'm just going to press Escape to get out of that.
Escape to dash do list dash Clark at Freedom.
You can also create a task from any view in Outlook by pressing Control Shift K Kilo. So now that I'm in the tasks group, if I want to switch back to the mail, the normal mail view, I can press Control 1.
Mail folders tree view level 0 acoustic guitar Yahoo groups.
And of course, if you want to switch to the calendar, it's Control 2.
Training schedule dash Clark at Freedom Scientific.
And if you want to switch to, what's the Control 3? I forget.
April.cadenetfulgo.org button.
It's the contacts view, and Control 4 goes to tasks.
List box. Red flag Freedom Scientific.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and press Control 1 to move back to the main calendar, our main Outlook view.
Mail folders tree view. Acoustic guitar Yahoo groups. List box. Acoustic underline guitar at yahoogroups.com left bracket acoustic underline.
Okay, so that basically concludes the lesson here for Outlook version 3, or version 3, lesson 3 for Outlook 2016. So let me
shift windows, alt tab, Freedom Scientific, shift windows, right arrow.
I'm going to go ahead and
browser window, bullet press left arrow to move, link next page.
Push out the next page in the training
Enter.
Room.
Enter. Back to beginning.
Actually, let me do that. Let me do this. No, that's fine. Excuse me for talking to myself. All right, so we're back on the conclusion and contact information page. I'm going to go ahead and stop the desktop sharing.
Context menu. Properties. Leaving menus. Desktop sharing left. 6%. Freedom Scientific training room left. Paren moderator right. Paren.
And if you have any questions, I'll let go of the microphone. If you don't have a microphone, feel free to press F8 and type in the chat entry area. And if you have some questions, we can go over them.
Hi, Dan. This is Rod. First, I just want to say how great these webinars are. I always get a lot of great information out of them. The question I have is a configuration question, something we really haven't gone over. But I'm going to ask it. It's a perception thing that's got me confused. I used the PST file from Office 2010 is what I used to use. And I used that PST file because, you know, it had my calendar, all my contacts and emails and folders, and the way I perceive it is that everything's there in that PST file. So when I configured to use that PST file on the Outlook 2016 downloaded version from Microsoft 365, the calendar, the folders, the contacts, they were all there, but it didn't seem like it brought in any of my email information. So I actually had to go back in and set up the emails individually, so it like created different PST files for those, and it's just confusing because I got these multiple PST files, and I was playing with it, and I got one to point to the other, but anyhow, I'm just interested if you've experienced...
Fix 600.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for the comments about the webinar. I have not done that before. But I've got your contact information there, and I will, I'll have to find an older version. But, yeah, we can talk about it some more offline. I'll send you an email, and let's see if we can figure it out. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.
Context menu. Recording menu. Starts.